بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the correct response to those who altered the religion of Jesus عليه السلام by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى. Last thing we covered was the basic point that Shaykh al-Islam made concerning the arguments of the Christians by using texts said by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said, quote, "It is not acceptable from anyone who does not believe in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and nor even in a single word of that with which he was sent, to use his," meaning the Prophet's, "words and traditions in his argument or in his plea. Using the words of those who are not prophets is to some extent understandable, for some of their words may assert their claims while some others may not. However, the sayings of the prophets should be taken as a whole and should be entirely accepted or rejected. It is not acceptable to believe in some of them and deny the rest, as that contradicts their beliefs. Such foundation nullifies the saying of some of the wise people from the people of the book, and it is even more nullifying of the nullifying of the sayings of their ignorant ones. As to those who are wise from the people of the book, most of them magnify the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for that which he called for from Tawheed, and for the abandonment of idol worshipping, and for his believing in the Torah and the Injil and the messengers before him, and in the goodness of his Sharia and of the merits of his Ummah which believed in him, and from the clear proofs and signs which he brought. Yet, however, these wise men from the people of the book, they say, "Innahu bu'itha ila ghayrina," he was sent to other than us, meaning to the Arabs only, and that he is a just ruler with a just legislative policy. In addition, he acquired knowledge concerning the people of the book and others, and all what you have heard from what they had said about him, meaning those wise people from the people of the book, all these recommendations that you heard and the good sayings they had of his description, that he said, Shaykh al-Islam, لا يصيرون به مؤمنين, they cannot attain faith in that which they had described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. Also, this does not entitle them to argue using his statements, to argue using anything of what he said, because it is known through recurrent, it is known through recurrent and consecutive transmissions, known to many of the different sects, that he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said he is a messenger to all mankind, and that Allah sent the book upon him. So if he were truthful in that, So anyone who belies him in one single word, then he belied him as a messenger. And anyone who belies him as a messenger, then himself is a kafir, is an unbeliever. Now, if he was not truthful in that which he claims, being a messenger of Allah, but rather he was a liar, making lies against Allah, saying that Allah sent me, and Allah didn't, then evidently and clearly, none of his sayings can be taken as a plea or a way for argument or a proof. That is evident. This is the response concerning those, you know, whom Shaykh al-Islam referred to as the wise from the people of the book. However, concerning those who are ignorant from the people of the book, those who claim that the Prophet was just an imposed king upon them, and that he was a messenger of wrath, Allah sent him by way of universally in order to avenge through him, as Allah sent Bukht Nassar and Sanharib send them to the children of Israel to avenge and destroy. And who is Bukht Nassar? He is one of the kings of the Persian kings from the city of Babel in currently Iraq. He ruled his reign, stayed for 75 years, started the year 779 following the death of Musa alayhi salam. And the Arabs made a treaty with him, and he was good to them. As to the children of Israel, they did a treaty with him. However, they betrayed him, and he fought them and destroyed Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis, and burned Jerusalem. And whoever remained from the Jews, and he massacred and killed many of them, whoever remained from them, they went to the Pharaoh in Egypt during his reign. He followed them there and fought the Pharaoh and his followers until he killed the Pharaoh of his time and crucified him. And there he took the wealth of Egypt, and he took the Coptics as captives. This is Bukht Nassar. And the other was Sanharib, another king from the kings of Babylon. And he took his army to conquer the kingdom of the children of Israel, who were under Hizqiyah. Around Jerusalem, Allah gave victory to Hezekiah, who Hezekiah himself was a follower of the Prophet Ashaya. From the children of Israel, and they took Sanharib as a captive. Then they freed him, and he returned to his land in Iraq, and then died 7 years later. And it is said that he was killed by two of his children in Nineveh Then they fled to the mountains of Mosul in Iraq, then to Al-Quds, to Jerusalem, where they believed in Hezekiah. As to Genghis Khan, he is the infamous tyrant and from the Tatar, and he was born in the year 1162, and which would be in the 6th century after Hijrah. And Genghis Khan means Sultan al-Aqwiya, and the leader of the strong ones. He took hold of all the land of the Tatars and China and additional states as well. And his children were the ones who took hold of the city of Baghdad in Iraq and destroyed the land and killed the people there. And his reign extended from the Black Sea all the way to the China Sea. He died in China in the year 1227 of the current era. So the people, those ignorant from the people of the book, were describing the Prophet ﷺ as a messenger of wrath, like these kings of Bukhtnasar, Sanharib, and Genghis Khan, and others from the kafir kings, and those who were sent to revenge those who opposed them. Such people, the ignorant of the people of the book, therefore they strongly denied the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and rejected him and disbelieved in him. More than their belying of these kings. Because, you know, these kings, none of them said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْهِ كِتَابٍ, Allah sent down a book upon him. And they didn't say to them, to these ignorant from the people of the book, that whatever we are telling you now is the words of Allah. Neither that Allah commanded you to believe us in that which we are telling you, and to obey us in that which we command you. Rather, those were sent by way of decree, the universal decree of Allah. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the wind with torture, with punishment, and as he sends the shayateen, the devils, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna arsalna shayateen ala al-kafireen ta'uzzuhum azza. In Surah Maryam 19:83. Meaning, Shaykh al-Islam is responding to the ignorant from the people of the book, telling them, yani, none of these who were sent by the universal decree of Allah, none of them claimed prophethood. None of them said that I had a book from Allah. None of them said, follow me, obey me, I am a messenger from Allah, and so forth. Their sending is just like the torment which Allah sends, like the shayateen whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon the kafirin. See you not that we have sent the shayateen, the devils, against the disbelievers to push them to do evil? This is the pre-decree of Allah. This is the pre-decree, the universal pre-decree, meaning Allah willed it to occur due to a wisdom from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As also Allah said, for example, in Surah Al-Isra 17:4-5, وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد فجاسوا خلال الديار وكان وعدا مفعولا. And we decreed for the children of Israel in the scripture that indeed you would do mischief on the earth twice and you will become tyrants and extremely arrogant. So when the promise came for the first of the two, this is the universal pre-decreed promise, we sent against you slaves of ours given to terrible warfare. They entered the very innermost parts of your homes, and it was a promise completely fulfilled. This is in opposition, or this is in contrast, rather, than the other sending, the legal sending. There is a difference between the universal sending pertaining to the pre-decree of Allah and to the legal sending. Take for example, Surah Nuh, verse 1. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmi. You see that now? Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmi. Verily we have sent Nuh to his people. This is the legislative sending. Some will obey, some will disobey. It is not necessarily that the sending, that the belief in the sending of the messengers will take place in what they are bringing from Allah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But the universal will of Allah, the universal decree of Allah is inevitable to take place. As also in terms of the legislative sending, in Surah Al-Muzzammil in 39:15, Inna arsalna ilaykum rasulan shahidan alaykum kama arsalna ila fir'auna rasula. Verily we have sent a messenger to you, shahidan alaykum, witness on you, as we have sent a messenger to Fir'aun, to the Pharaoh. As Allah also said in Surah An-Nisa 4:165, after mentioning the sending of Noah, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and the 12 tribes, the revelation to them, and Jesus, and Ayyub, Job, and Yunus, John, and Harun, and Sulaiman, and Dawood, Allah said, وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ, and messengers whom we have informed you of, narrated to you from before aforetime, وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ, and messengers whom we didn't inform you of, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and Allah spoke in speech, through speech, to Musa. But the point of evidence here is at the end. رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. Messengers as bearers of good news as well as of warning, in order that mankind should have no plea against Allah after the messengers. Shaykh al-Islam here said, after citing these verses, فَإِنَّ هَذَا يَعْنِي بِهِ الْإِرْسَالِ الدِّينِ. This is the legislative sending which Allah loves and is pleased with. You remember all the time before when we used to speak about the legislative command of Allah or the legislative will, and here comes now the legislative sending. Whatever is legislated by Allah is beloved to Allah and Allah is pleased with. But it is not necessarily that it will take place. Allah commands belief, but you have disbelief. I hope that this is clear, inshallah ta'ala. So this is the legislative sending, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and is pleased with, and through which Allah guided those who followed the messengers and took them under his mercy and punished those who disobeyed, entitling them deservingly to the punishment. And this is descending through which Allah obligated the people to obey the messengers. Allah said in this respect in Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 64, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ We sent no messenger but to be obeyed by Allah's leave. This is the same like choosing Jibreel alayhi salam to bring down the Quran upon whom Allah chose from his slaves, who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said in this respect in Surah Ash-Shu'ara in 26 verses 192-195, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ. And truly this is the Quran is a revelation from the Lord of Al-Alameen, all that exists, which the trustworthy Ruh Jibreel has brought down upon your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you may be one of the warners with a clear Arabic tongue. Also, take the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl in 27:101-102. وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةٍ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُنَزِّلُ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُفْتَرٍ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ لِيُثَبِّتَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهُدًى وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. سورة النحل 16:101-102. And when we change a verse of the Quran in a place of another, and Allah knows the best of what He sends down, they, the disbelievers, say, you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are but a muftari, a forger, a liar. Nay, but most of them know not. Say, O Muhammad, that Ruh al-Qudus, he named him Ruh al-Qudus, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, has brought it down, the Quran, from your Lord with truth, that it may make firm and strengthen the faith of those who believe, and as a guidance and glad tidings to those who have submitted. So, أخبر here, that Allah is telling that he was brought down by Jibreel. He called him the trustworthy spirit, and he called him Ruh al-Qudus, and he mentioned him in many places in the Quran. So he's a messenger, Jibreel alayhi salam, entrusted with the revelation concerning the universal sending which Allah pre-decreed, like the sending of the wind, like the sending of the devils. Then this is a different kind. And to Allah belongs the creation and commandment. So let us write now the following, please. The words of irsal, sending, irsal, al-ba'th, resurrecting, al-irada, the will, al-irada, the will, al-amr, the command, al-idhn, the leave, al-kitab, the writing, the book, At-tahreem, forbidden, forbidding. Al-qada, decreeing. And kalam, yanqasim, is divided into created, khalqi, yani pertaining to the pre-decree of Allah, and to His command, and to being universal, and to being legal, depending. We mentioned the irsal. Now you know of the irsal, of the sending, to be of two types, universal and legal. Let us talk about the ba'ath, the resurrection. It's also of two types. Let us take the legal one. The legal one. In Surah Al-Jumu'ah, alaykum as-salam. In Surah Al-Jumu'ah, verse 2. That will be 62, verse 2. وَهُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ بَعَثَ. We're talking about al-ba'ath. It is He who بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Okay, this ba'ath here is legislative. It is He who sent, here it means sending. It is He who sent among unlettered ones a messenger, Muhammad, from among themselves, reciting to them His verses, purifying them, teaching them the book, the hikmah, and so forth. This is the al-ba'ath, this is descending in its legal sense. Now let us see the ba'ath descending in its universal sense. I said earlier that the ba'ath means resurrection, it's to be corrected. Here it also refers to descending. But descending is again of two types when it is used for the term al-ba'ath. It is used in the legal sense and it is used in the universal sense. This verse from Surah Al-Jum'ah you had seen now, or you have seen now, 62:2, it is the universal sending, where Allah says, He it is who sent among unlettered ones a messenger. Take now the other one. Surah Al-Isra 17:5, the other type of sending, the other type of sending. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا بَعَثْنَا بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ. This ba'ath now is universal, from the universal aspect of the verse. So when the promise came, here's the point, when the promise came for the first of the two, we sent against you slaves, meaning the Jews, we sent against you slaves of ours, given to terrible warfare. They entered the very innermost parts of your homes and destroyed them, and it was a promise completely fulfilled. This sending here, in a way of a punishment, this is due to the universal aspect of its meaning. Also, take for example, the same in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:31. Then Allah sent a crow who scratched the ground to show him to hide the dead body of his brother. He, the murderer, said, "Woe to me, I am not even able to be as this cow and to hide the dead body of my brother." Then he became one of those who regretted. So the point here, then Allah sent ba'atha. Ba'atha, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا. Then Allah sent a crow who scratched the ground. This is in line of the universal sending. It's inevitable to come and to send and to go to scratch the ground to show him to hide the dead body. All of this is inevitable to occur. None can stop it. This is the universal sending. Concerning the will, al-irada, also it comes of the two types, the will, al-irada. In the universal meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am 6:125, فمن يرد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام، ومن يرد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء. This is now the universal will. And whomsoever Allah wills to guide. This is the universal will. This is passing. Certainly to pass. And whomsoever Allah wills to guide, he opens his breast to Islam. And whomsoever he wills to send astray, he makes his breast closed and constricted as if he is climbing up to the sky. Thus Allah puts the wrath on those who believe not. This is the universal will. This is inevitable to take place and to occur. Of course, according to the knowledge, and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also from this aspect is the saying of Nuh to his people. In Surah Hud we read this, 11:34. Now, you are wondering now, where is Shaykh al-Islam going? He was talking about the ignorant Christians who were talking about Muhammad is like the imposing king, like all these avengers who came to avenge and kill us and etc. etc. Who were sent by the universal will of Allah upon us. Now you're wondering where Shaykh al-Islam is going with all this discussion. As I told you earlier, you have to be patient with Shaykh al-Islam, but the benefits you will learn in the process are so profound. Then after a while, you will hear him saying, وَالْمَقْصُودُ فِي هَذَا. What is intended in all of this is, and then he will give you now, all this prelude, all of this discussion, so that when you come and you hear him or you read him saying, and what is intended in this, it becomes so clear. So if you are worrying where he is going, you will come there. Just be patient, inshallah. Here, Noah to his people. وَلَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ نُصْحِي إِنْ أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَنْصَحَ لَكُمْ. And my advice will not profit you, even if I wish to give you good counsel. إِنْ كَانَ, and this is the point of evidence, إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُغْوِيَكُمْ. If Allah wills to keep you astray, what can I do to you? My advice will not profit you then. He is your Lord, and to Him you shall return. This is in the universal will. And Allah said in the legislative will, this is what He said. As an example, of course. Otherwise, the Quran is filled with these things. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the universal will, Al-Baqarah 2, I'm sorry, in the legislative aspect, 2185. يريد الله يريد الإرادة يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. Allah intends for you ease, wills for you ease, and He does not want to make things difficult for you. Furthermore, another example for this legislative will. Now Allah intends for you ease, and He doesn't want to make things difficult for you. Who is going to abide? Who is not going to abide? Some will abide and take by this and know that it is ease, and some will not. And look at this in Surah An-Nisa in chapter 4, again with the legislative will. 4:26-28. يريد الله ليبين لكم. الله أكبر. ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم. And Allah wills or intends, wishes to make clear what's lawful and what's unlawful to you, and show you the ways of those before you and accept your repentance. Not only that, let's have the next verse. والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم. And Allah wishes to accept your repentance. ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما. But those who follow their lusts wish that you believers should deviate tremendously away from the right path. Allah wishes to lighten for you, and man was created weak. Cannot be patient to this sexual intercourse with women. We discussed these verses in line of the of marrying more than 1-4, if you remember. Do you remember that? Maybe, inshallah. So, here, Allah wills and intends these things to you, but can I answer you? Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you another question? Can I ask a question then? According to this universal will, all people will repent. Can I ask you this? All people will repent? According to this, all people will repent. This is the legislative, I remember. This is what Allah intends to us in His deen. Will people then repent? Or some repent and some may not? Exactly. According to the legislative will, not all people will repent. Meaning Allah legislates, but there are people who will comply and there are people who are not going to comply. There are people who will repent and accept what Allah is saying regarding what He intends, and some will not. Now, let us go for the... Are these clear now? Or otherwise, he's putting more verses. I'm just taking out... Some of them, I think these inshallah are sufficient. Otherwise, we can put more. Are these sufficient in explaining the universal and legislative will, inshallah? Tayyib. Then he comes to Al-Amr Al-Kawni. Tayyib, alhamdulillah. Al-Amr Al-Kawni. The universal command. Now to the command. The command is of two types, universal and legislative. Concerning the universal command, listen to what Allah says in Surah Yasin 36, verse 82. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Verily His command, when He intends a thing, is only that He says to it, be, and it is. This is, it's inevitable that it will take place, definitely. Be and it is. That's it. Also, and this will be a very important point of benefit, which we will, through this verse, learn something in clarifying this verse. It is in Surah Al-Isra, verse 17, 16, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. And when we decide to destroy a town in population, we first send a definite order. Okay, here he gave one meaning concerning the definite order to obey Allah and the righteous to those among them. Or, it's good that he put both meanings, mashallah, mashallah, very good. Or we first increase in number those of its population who are given the good things of this life. Then they transgress therein, and thus the word of torment is justified against them, then we destroy it with complete destruction. Shaykh al-Islam said that the second one is more apparent. The second meaning is the more obviously understood meaning. So we read it now then, and when we decide to destroy a town, a population, we first increase in number those of its population who are given the good things of this life, then they transgress therein, and thus the word of torment is justified against them, then we destroy it with complete destruction. And this would be, in this case, a universal command. A universal command as to the legislative command. 4:58. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ. Now as to the legislative command. Look at this. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ. Verily Allah commands you أَنْ تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Verily Allah commands that you should render back the trusts to those to whom they are due, and to judge between men in justice and so forth. So this is what a legislative command. Now, when Allah says, verily Allah commands that you should render back the trust to those to whom they are due, then you think all people will comply, or some will comply and others will not. Some will comply, or all will comply. That's okay. No problem. So Allah is commanding in this legislative will that people should return the trusts to those to whom they are due, pertaining to the universal command. You think everyone, it's good that you said that, alhamdulillah, very good. You think everyone will comply, or some will comply and return them to whom they are due, and some will not. Some will. Some. Exactly. Others may not, isn't it? Now here we know that we read the Quran, and Muslims read the Quran and everything. And Allah commands them to return these trusts to whom they are due. Everyone, every single Muslim is doing so. No. So when it comes to Allah's legislative commands, it is not necessarily that people will abide by. It is not necessarily that they will take place. But when it comes to His universal commands, it's inevitable to take place. Do you see the difference? Do you see the difference? See the difference between the two? Might and might not be executed, yes. But the legislate anything pertaining to His universal command, it's inevitable to take place. It's inevitable to take place. Is that clear now, inshallah? Tayyib, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Tayyib. Let us talk about now Al-Izn al-Kawni, the universal leave, the universal leave of Allah. By His leave. The leave of Allah is of two types. One pertaining to His universal leave, and the other for His legislative one. Let us give an example on the first one, the universal one. We read this in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:102. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. But they could not thus harm anyone except by Allah's leave. This is His universal leave. Take another example on His legislative leave. Surah Al-Ahzab 33:45-46. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira. Da'iyan ila Allah bi'iznihi, calling to Allah by His leave. O Prophet, verily we have sent you as a witness and a bearer of glad tidings and a warner, and as one who invites to Allah, to Tawheed, by Allah's leave, by His leave, and as a lamp spreading light, to the end of the verse. Now look at it there, the point of evidence. And as one who invites to Allah by His leave. You think that everyone will accept the da'wah of the messenger? You think that everyone will accept the da'wah of the messenger? Which is coming by Allah's leave? By His legislative... Exactly, no. Exactly. But in the first one, it's inevitable to pass. That no harm that they can cause therewith, except by Allah's leave, that's inevitable. No harm will take place then in that verse, except by Allah's leave. Here, the da'wah, the inviting to Allah by Allah's leave, which Allah permitted, may be responded to, and people believe, and may not. And I will try to stop here now, because he's going to talk about the universal book now, and the legislative book, and the forbiddance, the universal forbiddance, and the legal forbiddance, and the universal words of Allah, and His legislative words. And then he will come to his conclusion. We'll leave this from tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. May Allah's mercy be upon Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله.